We are speaking to Olivier Deschutes, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food. Mr. Deschutes, you did present your annual report to the Human Rights Council today, and it focused on the imbalance between smallholders and agribusiness. Briefly tell us what this entails.
Essentially, what I'm seeing is that the food systems are changing very rapidly, and that in these food chains, concentration is increasing at the level particularly of commodity buyers and global retailers. And for smallholders, which we have to remember are more than half of the hungry people today, it is very difficult to have access to these global food chains, and it leads to a situation where the largest producers have more resources, have better access to these global chains, whilst smallholders are being excluded from these change and these opportunities. And so my report essentially tries to examine what can be done to make these food chains more inclusive for smallholders, more equitable in the way the prices are defined and the way the relationships are defined, and how we could fight against the phenomenon of concentration and thus the risks of economic power being abused by the large actors in these food chains.
But how then does your report talk about bringing the smallholders up, you know, bringing them up to be able to compete with the bigger players?
I think the strategy should be on two tracks. On the one hand, we need to develop a number of alternatives for smallholders, and particularly strengthen and develop further the local markets and the regional markets, which they have much easier access to. And then we have to support their ability to join the global chains, the global food chains, the global markets, from which they are excluded, in particular because it is much more costly for the commodity buyers to buy from them. It has transaction costs. They are unable to comply with the volumes requirements, with the standards, with the traceability requirements. And so we need both to develop more alternatives for them and to support them when they want to join the global supply chains.
Governments play a very key, important role when it comes to supporting smallholders. What kind of support should governments give to smallholders?
Well, I think the absolute priority is to support better farmers' cooperatives. In a number of countries which I visited in the past, farmers' cooperatives have been established, sometimes with the support of governments, and they are tremendously useful in empowering smallholders and allowing them to better negotiate with the buyers, and therefore be paid a better price for their crops. And so encouraging farmers to form cooperatives is one way to really strengthen their presence, their ability to bargain for fair prices in the food chains. There are a number of other things governments could do, particularly ensuring that the small farmers are paid a sufficiently high price for their crops by buying themselves by public enterprises part of the crops at sufficiently high prices to put some pressure on the private sector, or buying from smallholders, family farmers, in the public purchasing by states. And there are a number of ways by which smallholders could be supported by states to achieve a better living.
But buyers are known to look for the weakest point in the market. They would rather go now individually to the farmer, the farmers who are not members of the cooperatives, to buy products from them, you know, at any price. How do you ensure that does not happen? And even if they have to go there, the farmer gets a just price for his produce.
Well, this is a huge challenge, and for the moment there is no answer to this. We are seeing a situation where, as global food chains develop, producers from different regions, from different countries, are increasingly put into competition with one another. And so the temptation for the buyer is, of course, to go to the cheapest and to the producer which, for example, pays the lowest wages to the workers working on the plantation. And this is something which is very difficult to address. I do believe, however, that states could do more by monitoring the way food is produced and protecting the rights of workers, and that fair trade schemes, which seek to ensure that the producers at the beginning of the chain receive a fair price for their produce, that these fair trade schemes could be better supported. And my report contains a number of recommendations to ensure that beyond the niche they currently occupy, these fair trade schemes become the rule rather than the exception.
What about the mega the international corporations themselves, what can they do to support the smallholder farmers, you know, to better them? What can they do other than just offering them, you know, a just price?
Well, I believe that a number of good practices could be better promoted. For example, contract farming, which is a way to ensure that the producer receives access to credit, receives access to technology, is trained, and in exchange, the buyer receives part of the crops at a predefined price. And this is also a way to protect smallholders from the risks of volatile prices and to provide an outlet for the production of that farmer. There are also good practices in the field of the standards which buyers impose. Today, many smallholders are essentially excluded from the food chains because they are unable to comply with the standards which large buyers impose. And again, this is something which smallholders could be supported in doing by being trained to comply with these standards, by being supported financially to make the investments on the field in order to ensure that their produce complies with the standards which are imposed. And my report tries to identify the various ways in which smallholders could be not anymore the victims of the system as it develops, but instead the beneficiaries.
Thank you very much.